This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What did you make of Caleb Williams' news conference on Wednesday? Did he clear up all issues or leave you with more questions? Did he put it in context in any way? Do you believe he's ready to move forward and change the narrative?
Yeah, I thought he handled it great. I had no problem with how you came out of that one. I didn't think it was going to be that big an issue to begin with. I didn't think it was a big deal. That like anybody, he wouldn't want to come here if you want to be a quarterback in the NFL. Tell me, you know, if you want to be a middle linebacker, running back, yeah, you want to go to Chicago. But he's going to be the first. He's back to who holds some of the records here? It's crazy. But some of the all-time passing records in Chicago held by a World War II-era quarterback.
And Eric Kramer.
Eric Kramer has some, and of course Cutler. But yeah, I mean, we've never had a 4,000 yard passer in Chicago, and didn't he mention that? So I get it, right? I think I understand what he's saying. I thought he did a really good job. I thought he kept it in perspective, and I thought that the very fact that he didn't just deny everything, he just handled it, told the truth, and yeah, okay. I may have felt that way, but once I came here, I felt differently, and I love being the Bear. It's great. Good to hear.
Good to hear. Wish we would have heard it a week ago, so we wouldn't have been asking them. And then why not just say he's going to speak on this day? That would have also tampered it. And then to say that we probably wouldn't hear from him until June,
right,
when we got to the mandatory mini camp that's going to happen like mid-June, like around the 10th or 12th, something like that. Doesn't matter exactly when it's going to happen. It's going to happen in June. I wish it would have been more 50-50 about this, because it had to be put to rest. And he obviously clearly wanted to put it to rest. But I would have wanted more. We got some, but I would have wanted more about what he's been off to this offseason, the relationship building, you know, sitting down. We did get some him and Ben Johnson sitting down and watching tape together stuff. I just wanted more about the now. But I'm glad it got referenced, because, again, not to take a bit of a bow or whatever you want to call it, but I mean, I got a lot of crap, for lack of a better term, for supporting some of these ideas that he didn't want to come here, that he may not come here, you know, the outrageous things that him and his father might have been asking for And there was definitely smoke. And as Mully, you put it in the beginning of the show today, he didn't try to sidestep. He said, yep, 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 yep. And why wouldn't I think that way?
He came prepared in a 4.5 minute opening statement. I think he started sounding a little bit nervous, but then he hit his stride. And he is a very polished speaker, as we know from his rookie season. He did what you want your franchise quarterback to do. He took ownership of the situation. He provided context for what was lacking. And he showed an awareness that he obviously has about everything, from the accusations about his pre-draft state of mind to the watching film by himself and seeking some counsel and some experience and some shortcuts, if you will. That's what we all thought the Bears were missing last year, though. Let's be honest here. A veteran quarterback to talk to Caleb Williams when he came off the sideline or watch film with him during the week. So those were missing parts of last year's operation. They have not been neglected this offseason. Case Keenum is here. Nice to hear from him yesterday. And I think that his presence in that building will help Caleb Williams mature into a better, more experienced quarterback who will watch film more intelligently. I frankly don't care about his pre-draft mindset any longer. I don't think it matters at all because, as he pointed out yesterday, after all of those reports, after that visit to Minnesota, all of those things, those conversations with Dad, who he handled quite well, that Caleb Williams visited Hallis Hall and committed himself to succeeding here. And in over the past year or so, you can't tell me that he hasn't made a commitment to this community. And you can't tell me that anything that he has done has spoken louder than what he or that hasn't. His actions have spoken louder than his words. And his words really don't matter because they were uttered before the draft. So Caleb Williams, he had a very good day at Hallis Hall yesterday.
That's a great question.
How about Ben Johnson's comments on body language? Did you appreciate him saying he went over that with Caleb Williams? Do you appreciate him making note of details like huddle breaks and body language? What does that tell you about the man?
Body language is a huge thing. Demeanor, we don't want to be a palms-up team where we're questioning every. No. That's, to me, that's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
Appreciate what you heard from Ben Johnson yesterday.
Finally, a football coach who understands how important it is to act the part and is in lockstep with everyone else who understands that when you're watching a guy shake his head after an incompletion or, as you said, make it obvious that you know who missed the block, no, that's not good for anybody. That's not good leadership. That's bad leadership. That's immaturity. That's unprofessionalism. Ben Johnson saying the quiet part out loud. I love that about him. I love that he is a guy who is a coach who's going to coach those little things. If you care about where Caleb Williams' foot is before the snap and whether he's behind center or shotgun, you should care about body language. It's not making something out of nothing. It matters. And it matters because the head coach says it matters. So this is good that they're addressing it.
Yes, it should be addressed. Also found it interesting reading that they are showing him tape of Matthew Stafford. They're not showing him tape of Jared Goff. I thought that was interesting. Like, they're, you know, Ben Johnson wants to use Matthew Stafford, not only from body language, but from, you know, receiving the ball, from footwork to handling himself. That is the quarterback that they are using as what you should strive to be, Matthew Stafford. So thought that was interesting. And yes, you don't want to be a palms up team.
Boy, you don't want to be a palms up team. And you hate that kind of stuff. I got to tell you, I loved Ben Johnson. I loved that we played that because to me, the best part of it was a no. Like that is not on. We're not doing that. And I got to tell you, it's high time someone came in here and just told people, hey, no, we're not going to blame the coaches and come out and say we got to get coached better. We're not going to, you know, we're going to be a disciplined football team that pays attention to little things and does the right things and doesn't mouth excuses around here. That's kind of what I heard. I love that. Because I found the Bears very unlikable while they were losing a year ago. It just, I didn't feel like they handled it very well. I know what went wrong. I was here. I watched how the coach was coaching and how the offensive guy, the coordinator, was coaching. I mean, I saw what happened, and it was horrible. But it was equally horrible getting free rein to kind of moan about it. So everyone clam up, start playing better football, and be disciplined about what you're doing. This guy, attention to detail, all that matters.
That's a good question.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell was asked by the afternoon show how he felt about his team at the Memorial Day mile marker in the season.
You know, like you said, we're 13 games above 500. That's a good record. So I think we've played really well the first 2 months and earned a pretty good record.
Should Counsell enjoy the ride more, or is the demeanor what you want from your skipper?
I mean, I'm sure the boys were heartily disappointed that he's not really cooperative with the grab arse games, but he isn't. That's him. That's who he is. That's how he feels. That's what he's telling you about his team. And you know what? That's why they're good. That's why he's good at his job. And that's kind of, he's not a guy that's doing a lot of grab arse. He's more a guy that is kind of evaluating where they're at. Yeah, here we are, and we got to keep it going. And I think he's really good at what he does, and I like that. And I like the kind of seriousness of it. He will joke around. I've heard him joke around about the Pope not getting in Notre Dame and all that stuff. So I don't think he's humorless. But I think that, you know, you ask a question of a guy, he's going to give you a serious answer. He's a serious person. And, I get it. It's not as much fun as it could be. But that's okay, because the results on the field are excellent.
I mean, the facts are the facts. They're 13 games over. Maybe they were 12 at the time of the interview. So they're playing good baseball. But unless you say to him, is this enough, maybe, you know, He's answering the question that was asked. They're playing good baseball. Is he supposed to enjoy it more? I think he's supposed to enjoy it like I'm supposed to enjoy it. And I don't even feel like I'm enjoying it as much as I should be enjoying it.
I think so too. I think you're right about that.
I'm enjoying it, but not as much as I feel like I should be.
You should be enjoying it more.
You don't enjoy anything.
I mean, it's kind of joyless. You have to really enjoy this start, Dustin. Just sit back and relax.
I will tell you, and I did not enjoy the Cubs run to the World Series until the parade, because all the joy was sucked right out of it.
I think it's an interesting study in just different styles of managers and leaders. And we talked yesterday about how guys in different sports take different approaches. Joe Maddon, for instance, you mentioned 2016. I think you felt like every time that he talked publicly, privately, he was having the time of his life. With Craig Counsell, it's not that he isn't enjoying this. It's that he's not going to let you see him smile much or laugh, and kind of he's not going to change his demeanor. They could be 13 games below and 13 games above, and I think he might be the same guy. I don't think he's going to be a guy that hangs his head if the Cubs encounter some struggles. It's going to be more difficult, and maybe he'll be maybe a little crankier, but it would be hard for him to be more serious because he is... He's pretty stoic. I appreciate the fact that when he is asked questions, whether it's on the afternoon show or in the dugout, he pauses, he thinks about it, and the thoughtful answers. So I don't have a problem with him being consistent with the guy who came here from Milwaukee. This is the same guy he's always been since going back to his playing days, so I can respect that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's another really good question.
The White Sox salvaged a game against the Mets, winning 9-4 and continuing to compete against one of the best teams in baseball. What stood out to you yesterday or in the series?
Well, Andrew Benintendi drove in 4 runs yesterday, and that was something. Did not see that one coming. I also think that Miguel Vargas continues to assert himself as the guy who is the hardest out in that lineup. But I just look at the Sox, and they somehow lost 2 out of 3 and left New York having impressed the audience, at least the one back in Chicago. They looked pretty competitive. And our guy Ozzie Guillen was talking to me at CHSN yesterday after the victory and explaining, in as only Ozzie can, and he knows what he's looking at. Everybody understands that, how there are 5 or 6 at-bats that you could point to in the last couple weeks where – had they handled those differently, just one came down to like one at bat, games might have had different outcomes. This is a Sox team that, as bad as the record is, as painful as it can be to watch some innings, they are making incremental progress. And I think that is significant. And you saw that at Citi Field and against one of the better teams in the National League. The Sox were not overmatched. They did lose 2 out of 3, but yesterday was a welcome surprise.
Juan Soto hitless in the series against the Sox, and just his overall struggles. And part of the reason why that stood out is because, obviously, and for good reason, we've talked about the Cubs needing to keep Kyle Tucker around. And, of course, I've noticed and we've noticed when he's gone down a little bit, but he has not struggled at any point in the season the way Juan Soto is. And Dan Plesac, who I thought was refreshing on the broadcast, talking about, I've seen him play a lot, talking about Soto, and saying, I've never seen him this off balance. He looks like he's going to fall over his feet. And he has that weird, I guess I didn't watch him enough until this year, like he has that weird front foot kind of thing. I mean, I'm sure he'll be fine at the end of the year, but it is interesting that he goes through a series and doesn't have a hit against the White Sox. And again, we also talked about, like, why does Andrew Benintendi up and why is Elko down? This is why. Andrew Benintendi is a professional baseball player. He's just not he would be a really good guy on a better team. He's just not a type of guy who's going to carry a team.
No, I agree with you, but he can win a game. He had a 2-run single, he had a triple, and he hit a homer. I mean, that's pretty good. A
double shy of the cycle, right? Yeah, I mean, good afternoon.
Pretty good outing.
Right?
You know, what was amazing to me, and I watched the game, but I did not listen to it. So this is going to be a strange thing. But I've watched Shane Smith pitch a lot. That was like about his worst outing. And the reason is because he was walking some guys. He had five walks in that game. I think he only allowed a couple hits, but he exited early. He only went 3 2/3 innings. And the guy that really came in and did a good job, they got an inning and a third from Esert, but Mike Vassell came in. You know, so you start the game with your Rule 5 guy, and then your Rule 5 reliever comes in. He went three innings and struck out five guys.
Against his former team.
Only allowed a couple hits. He looked pretty good to me in that outing, and that helped bail them out quite a bit. You know, they built up a nice lead. It was 5-0, then it's 5-3. Then they kept going, and they ended up scoring 9 runs. And even at the end of the game, they had Miguel Castro got injured at first base. It was just so awkward. What an awkward play. The ball goes. He's covering first. He gets the ball, and he kind of, as he's trying to stab the base with his foot, he looked like he turned an ankle or a knee, and he went down in a heap, and he's got to be helped off the field. And you're just
like a Shota. It's a Shota moment.
Oh, my God. Like, what?
Trying to cover first. Bad moment.
Just end the game. Get the game over. You know, come on. You got this game won. But
just end it.
That wasn't good. I watched the whole series, and I thought that they could have won the series. Unfortunately, they don't have a relief pitcher. They're short a relief pitcher, so it's very difficult for them to win close games, and that bit them earlier in that series. But they, as I said to you yesterday when we came in here, it's like they're playing well enough to win. They're just playing the wrong team. You know, the Mets are a little too good to be able to pull off a series win there, and they should have won that series, but they did manage to get the finale, and that was good. That's good for the White Sox.
Okay, next question.
That's obviously the voice of Ozzie Guillen, and he didn't hesitate when asked if Miguel Vargas was the White Sox best player.
Oh, by a lot, yes. Bigger bats. When they most need it, is there. I was the one to criticize the trade. Personal, yes, I did. I did personal. That's why I have a lot of guts to say around people I know hiding from in the bushes. But little by little, this kid starts going better and better. Have fun. And I expect better for him. I expect a lot of great things for him.
Do you agree? How close is it? And does the way Vargas has developed give you hope about the rest of the young Sox players?
You know, Vargas, they gave up a lot in that trade. They gave up Kopech and Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham. Let's not forget him.
Oh, wow.
And they got this guy back, and he did nothing last year. And you thought, like, what was that? Why did you give away two pitchers, one who was part of a World Series, and get nothing for it? They didn't have a lot. But that seemed like a really bad trade. And now you move forward, and all of a sudden, this guy's moved his hands. He's playing so much better. He's a significantly better player. And he looks like a prospect. He looks like a guy that was vying to get playing time for the Dodgers, maybe the best team in baseball, even if they're not necessarily playing like it. So I think that it's good that ended up working out. Because it really did, listen, they did a good job with the Crochet trade. I think they might end up winning that. We'll find out. But they look a lot better. I felt like they got fleeced with Kopech, and Fetty was a decent guy to eat innings for you. So I just felt like they'd given up a lot and gotten nothing, and now all of a sudden it looks like they got a third baseman. Looks like they've... Like that's not a place for a certain Indiana schoolboy to wind up if indeed he can't play shortstop.
You got to mention that every time.
I don't mean to.
You do.
I do think that this is the best player on the White Sox, and I look forward to having this debate maybe in July about whether or not who's the best third baseman in town. Is it Vargas or is it Shaw? Well, and I think it might be by the time we get to July. It's still May, David. Jumped down my throat. I think it's still a good debate.
I wasn't going to jump down your throat. I think I was, when you said that, my mind immediately went to, yes, he's a third baseman. Why is he playing first? I don't like that. Of all the ways that the Sox have developed him, and you have a lot of reasons to like him, and I agree with Ozzy, he's the best player right now. But I don't like him moving to first base. Let him play third base. Let him challenge Matt Shaw.
I think by then he'll be moved.
Okay.
I would.
You think Big Timber's coming back?
If they're doing the right thing over there, and I think they are. I think they're going in the right direction. They're smart over there. They're smarter than they were. That they're just doing it now because they needed to get the Palatine Pounder back up here. They're going to trade. They're going to trade. Somebody will get traded by that point.
Well, I hope you're right, because I hope it's a debate by the end of the year. And I know Colson Montgomery is probably going to stay at AAA, and I don't think he's ready for the majors. And he probably won't be this season, if ever. But Miguel Vargas, Kyle Teal, Edgar Caro, Chase Myedroth, Corey Lee. I hope it's a good debate by the end of this season, which White Sox prospect, young player, has made the most progress this year and put themselves in a position to be a regular contributor, a all-star caliber player at one point in time as the White Sox continue to ascend or grow, because you want to have that kind of competition. You want to have those kinds of prospects develop on your watch. I'm waiting for the Kyle Teal moment. I think that promotion should be sooner rather than later. Find a place. Yeah, you scored 9 runs yesterday, and you did it without Luis Robert Jr. in the lineup, by the way. Find a place for Kyle Teal in that lineup somewhere, because he has a bat. He's a left-handed power stroke, and you need that complement to Vargas. Let him bat in front or behind Vargas. Can you imagine Vargas and Teal in the White Sox lineup this summer? They could do some damage. So that's all I meant by my grimace, Dustin, is let Miguel Vargas settle in at third base. Bring up Tim Elko or play Kyle Teal at first base. Do whatever you can to get as many of these prospects some at bats.
I got one more question.
That is the voice of Charles Barkley. We got some more Charles Barkley here. He says the face of the NBA is SGA, the Joker, and the Greek Freak. Barkley cautioned the four-letter network about forcing Ant-Man Anthony Edwards on us.
Hey, ESPN, I love you guys. Don't try to make Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA. The face of the NBA is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Joker, and Giannis. You can't give it to people. They have to take it. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is taking it.
Is there anybody Barkley overlooked? Is that an accurate picture of today's NBA?
Well, I think when you factor in age and what LeBron and Steph Curry are no longer, then, yeah, I think it's an accurate depiction of the NBA scene right now. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, is the MVP. And we're going to see him, some casual sports fans, maybe for the first time ready for his close-up in the NBA Finals, because I think they could be the NBA champion. And as far as Joker and Giannis, they have been there for a while. I think the message and the intent of that comment and the context of this conversation is that Anthony Edwards, his delayed arrival, he's a star, and he is capable of carrying his team, but only so far. And maybe there are some flaws that were exposed in this series, but he didn't lift his team to the NBA Finals. And I think that may be – there are a lot of reasons why he may need some help. But, yeah, I think that Charles Barkley, it's a good cautionary tale. It's a very compelling comment, and I would definitely agree with him. Those are the three top guys in the league right now. And I do wonder, as we get ready for the NBA draft 4 weeks away, eventually, where Cooper Flagg may end up in that conversation and how long it will be before, if he is ever, one of those guys.
Yeah, I never jumped on the Ant-Man train, the Anthony Edwards shoved down my throat by the four-letter network. But, I mean, if you're going to have Giannis on this list, doesn't Steph Curry have to still remain on the list? Are we talking about like the future of the NBA, the NBA in its current state? I mean, what about Luka? It pains me to say it, but again, it is what I mean. LeBron James is still like one of the faces of today's.
I should have mentioned Luka.
NBA, but Luka, right? I mean, he's lost a bunch of weight. There's been images of him that he's working hard this offseason.
Is that AI or is that real?
I don't know. Maybe Michael Finley's following around taking beers away. You know. Pride of Maywood, local guy made good, Michael Finley.
You know, I get all the problems and the reason that no one would mention him, but Ja Morant is 24 years old. He's 24 years old. I get it. You can point to your head and say he's a head case. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that was a guy that was in this conversation. You know, another guy who is in this conversation, who should be in this conversation, is Jason Tatum. He's 24 years old or 26 years old or something. He's still a young guy, and he's already won a title. And if he doesn't get hurt, they're probably in the title this year. They might be going for two. So I don't know how he got scratched out. I guess he's going to miss another year after this one. So take a pen, run a line through his name. I personally, like Paolo Banchero, if the Bulls had that guy on their team, we'd have a completely different conversation about the Bulls. That guy was a number one overall pick that everybody seems to have forgotten about completely. That guy's a seriously good NBA player. And he's 21 years old. I mean, there's nothing but future in front of him.
How old is Cade Cunningham?
Cade Cunningham is a young guy. You know, I mean, that's fair. I think the guys I wrote down is Wemby, the blood disease. Do we now just think that Wemby can't play? Is that, have we decided that, Dustin? No Wemby ever again. Okay. No, I think that's a guy, like I said, Tatum should be in the conversation because he should be in this upcoming finals, quite frankly. And I think that the NBA is in pretty decent hands.
Yeah, I think those are good names. Yeah, Wembanyama kind of fell off in terms of our consciousness just because of maybe the injury concerns or the condition.
Is he 20? I mean, he's a really young
teenager.
Dude.
Could be a teenager.
Is he still a teen?
Wow. I'm not sure, but that's a good one because people forget about how young he is. I never really occurred to me Ja Morant just because of maybe some of the issues surrounding.
And you know what? I understand, and I'm not arguing, but he's still a very young guy. That's all I'm saying. And is he immature? Yeah. Has he run into a world of trouble? You know it. But can he play? Pretty good player.
Victor Wembanyama was born. Let's find out when he was born. He is 21 years old.
Okay.
He's a grizzled veteran of 21, entering his third season.
And he's I believe he's on the tall side.
But he is very tall. He's listed at 7'3", but he only played in 46 games last year. And I think when he does that and misses almost a half a season, you start to hopefully, or you worry a little bit.
Scratch his name out. Jason Tatum, who's he?
Who? I forgot how to spell his name.
I think there's a U in there somewhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.